Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the off-season podcast. It's been a little bit. So there's no Jack today. It's just Jake, and I'll be honest with you. I'm just gonna kind of talk about the Phillies and just the. I wouldn't say disaster, but disappointing loss to the New York freaking Mets. Gosh, where do I even begin? You come in to the season after losing in the NLCS last year. Yeah, tell him I'm going to kill myself. After losing in the NLCS last year, you come into this season with high expectations. Why? Because in 2022, you make the World Series. Last year, you make the NLCS. You keep knocking at the door. Bryce Harper wants that ring. He wants that World Series. You keep knocking on the effing door. And then you come out this year and have the most disappointing slash disastrous performances possibly ever in Philly's history. Now, in years past, I will admit, I have been very much so a Philly's casual. I haven't really been the biggest baseball fan ever. But this year, I actually watched. And I was actually genuinely excited to see how the Phillies were going to do this year. This was the year. This was the year you had, like, you've been knocking on that door for several years now. This had to have been the year. And it's really disappointing because it's the same thing every year. It's the same problem every year. It's the same problem every year. We come in every playoff series. We have arguably the best 1-5 out of every MLB baseball team. Like, we have the best 1-5. And we come into every playoff series expecting the results that we've been getting all year. But somehow, some way, in every series, our top five disappoints. Schwarber, Turner, where were you guys this series? Where? Turner, you're getting paid all this money. You make amazing plays for the U.S. team last year. You had a rocky start in Philly to begin with. We backed you. We were there for you. And then you come into this season. My word, you had an insane few months. Then you cool down. And then it's the same disastrous playoff performance again for Trey Turner. First, awful fielding from Trey. He looked atrocious at shortstop this playoff series. Atrocious. There were several errors made by him. Positionally, glove was just not operating this series at all. And then, on top of that, you go what? What was it? 0-4 in the last game. 0-4 from our number two. Kyle Schwarber, besides the one home run that he had in the series, has done absolutely nothing to warrant any sort of positivity coming out of my mouth about Kyle Schwarber this playoff series. There is no positivity. None. It is an absolute joke. Went 2-for-12 in the series from our one. I can't even be mad at Bryce Harper. I'm not mad at Bryce Harper because, to be quite frank with you, he hasn't disappointed. He hasn't disappointed ever in any of these playoff series. He's been our most consistent guy every year. And, you know, I can't even be mad at Castellanos. Castellanos had an amazing series. And he did exactly what he was supposed to do. We knew that the Mets were either going to walk or play really safe with Harper. And when they didn't, my Lord, did Harper punish them. And then when Harper got on base, Castellanos was right behind him. Right behind him, ready. He would swing at first pitch, second pitch. He was active. And he did not disappoint this series. Now, 6-9... an absolute joke of a batting performance. An absolute joke. And that is how the Mets won this series. That is how they won this series. They're 6-9. They're behind their top guys. Got on base. That's all it was. And now we have to actually start asking the real questions of this is a serious problem with our left field and our center field. This is a serious problem. A serious problem. Just gathering my thoughts here. There is a very clear problem with our outfield. And this is the problem I've had with the Phillies for the last few years. You look at the Astros, and while how much I hate the Astros and how disgusting and foul of a team they are and how dirty they are, they win baseball games. They have won the last 4 or 5 years. And they bought in to what they had. This is what the Phillies haven't done. Okay? You can't be 1 foot in trying to develop players, trying to get players time, but also be a foot in to being championship contenders. If we ever want to win a World Series, Rojas cannot be starting for the Philadelphia Phillies. He just can't get on base. It's not possible. I don't care how good of a fielder he is. He hasn't proven to me in the last 3 or so years that he can do anything to warrant a starting spot in the lineup. I understand Alec Boehm missed time, and you know I'm sure that social media will be incredibly hard on Alec Boehm the next upcoming days, and I love Boehm. I love him. He was an all-star this year. He had an amazing season. The last month or so, it has just been awful. And I mean awful. And you could tell by the way he looks on the field. He looks like he's just not involved. He's moping around. He's throwing temper tantrums on the bench. And, you know, props to Rob to benching him. Because, you know, you had to do something. And the fact that, like, you know, that didn't even solve it as like a wake up call. I don't know what the next thing is for Boehm. I don't. You know, I'm sure in the next coming days, everyone in Philly's social media will be absolutely frying him, saying trade him, whatever. You know, it's just a really sucky time to be all up in your feelings. And we needed Boehm this series. We always will need Boehm. Like, it's frustrating. It really is. And you know, I'm not entirely sure, like, what you do. I'm not entirely sure what you do. I mean, like, and just, I just don't even get me started on, like, I don't care. I don't care how good Brandon Marsh was 2 years ago. That was 2 years ago. And this year it has to be reevaluated on his position on the team. It has to be reevaluated. And, you know, I'm not entirely sure where the Phillies go from here because they're kind of stuck with this roster. That's the thing. They're stuck with it. There are certain guys that you can move on from, and there are certain guys you can't move on from. And there needs to be some serious, and I mean serious, changes this offseason in regards to how he handles center field and left field. And honestly, I have no idea where our bullpen is at currently. I understand they had a great season and, you know, really impressive year. Hoffman, Estevez came in really well this year. Our starting pitching has even in this playoff series has been great. But it's just like it's every year that, at least in the last 3 years, our bullpen has just disappeared in the playoffs. And I'm not sure what the answer is. Strom was an all-star and he lost us 2 games in this playoff series. Is Kirkering ready to play professional baseball, especially in those bright and shiny lights? Is he ready to play at this high of a level? I genuinely don't know anymore. Because it was the same problem last year. And it's the same reoccurring problem every single year. Every single year. I don't care. Listen, like, I understand that, you know, the Braves, when we beat them, brought up, like, oh, the bye needs to go. Oh, like you can't have a week break in baseball. And, you know, now thinking about it, first off, every sports league in the world has almost that bye in the playoffs, besides maybe a few that I can think of. And to be quite frank with you, the better team wins in almost all those leagues. And I'm not sure if it's different for baseball, but, you know, the MLB has to look at it, at least, that wildcard teams are just making the World Series every year. It's every year. And it just really sucks because the Mets, like, first off, started the season off awfully. And then, to be honest with you, they were probably the best team in baseball the last 20 or so games. And it's really frustrating because you catch them at the worst time ever in the season, probably. You have a 24-year-old as their two batting, my lord. Vientos batted probably, I think it was 412 he batted in the playoffs so far. It was unbelievable how we were pitching him. But at the same time, that kid was hot. He was not missing. Every time he went to the plate, I just had a gut feeling this guy was gutting it into freaking left field or hitting a home run against us. It was a problem. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating. I mean, Lindor had an amazing series. I hate to say it, but, like, this is the only Mets player that, you know, props to. Like, I hate the Mets, man. I hate the Mets. But Lindor's a classy player. Much respect to him. Crazy series by him. I can't believe that this Phillies team, who was the number two team in the National League, number two. Sure, we had a pretty mediocre second half of the season, you could argue. We had our ups and downs, but man, this is disappointing. Like, really disappointing. And man, to the effing Mets. To the Mets. Out of all teams, I would be the biggest Padres fan possible. But just not the Mets. The effing Mets who pitched the effing Huck to a girl first pitch. Are you kidding me? This is who we lose to. The freaking Huck to a Mets. That's who we lose to. Absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. You know, I said earlier, there's fingers to blame. There are fingers to point at everyone in this loss. Everyone. No one, and I mean no one, besides maybe Bryce and Castellanos, gave me any choice to give any sort of positivity towards this. Like, there's nothing to look, like, you go from World Series to NLCS to NLDS. It's gone downhill every year. And again, you come into this season, high expectations. The first time in God knows how long the Phillies get a bye in the playoffs. This is easily, like, there's nothing wrong with this team on paper. It's just how this team is, like, it's just is it the DNA of Philly sports at this point? Like, is it, like, and I hate to play, like, victim and whatnot, like, but, like, are we just known in Philly now as, like, just natural-born, like, choke artists? Like, is that just who we are now? Don't even get me started on the Eagles. Sixers, I just know every year. It's just not surprising. Flyers, I don't even want to mention you because it's a joke. And then... And the craziest thing is, you come in this game and you're like, oh, we're gonna give it our all, and oh, we're gonna kick their ass. Oh, we're gonna do all this, all the headlines saying, oh, Philly's haven't given up for game four. They looked distraught in the first three innings. And if it wasn't for some lucky, and I mean lucky error on the Mets, we would not have had a run. We had one hit through five innings. One hit. That's not a World Series team. That's not how you win baseball. Anyway. I just had to get on here, share some thoughts, kind of just get it out a little bit. I'm going to ease in, ease out a little bit in the next few days. But man, what a frustrating, and I mean frustrating loss. Because this is a series that if the Phillies didn't decide to go down and climb back every single game, if we just stuck our nose in, if we just competed, if we looked like we wanted to be there, this would have been our series. But no one, and I mean no one, came to play. No one. And I'm not sure what it looks like. There are some changes that needs to happen, and I'm not sure what those are, but something needs to change. This is the off-season podcast. We'll get a regular episode out to you guys relatively soon, but thanks for listening. Appreciate you guys as always. Signing out.